Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that you'll stay tuned to our broadcast today. I know it'll bless your heart, and I want to talk today about the matters of the heart and what causes us to get in trouble when we do not guard our heart. But first, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners today, and I ask, Lord, that you reach down and touch them in a special way. I ask, God, that you bring us closer to you, for you said in your word that if we would draw nigh to you, you would draw nigh to us. And today, Lord, we take this time to repent of our sins and iniquity. We pray for our country, and we pray for mercy upon the United States. And we ask, God, that you bring revival to our land once again. We pray, God, for our leaders and ask that you give them wisdom in which to lead our country. We pray for Israel and for the peace of Israel, Lord, as your word tells us to. We also pray for peace in our country, that you'll settle the unrest that is rising up in our land today. And God, cause a miracle to come across our land that we can dwell in love and peace and we'll get our eyes upon you. And for those that are not born again, I pray today that you deal with them in your tender love and mercy. Draw them nigh unto salvation and let them know that there's no other name whereby we must come to you but except through the name of Jesus, that he is our salvation. And we pray and ask, Lord, that you just bless hearts today. Give us hearing ears and receiving hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of the book of Judges, and I'd like to read about Samson. Today, if I would tell you about, and we would talk about the strongest man in the world or the strongest man that ever was, we'd have to say, I have to say Samson. Samson was a strong man. When you read about Samson in the Bible, he was a judge of Israel. He was a very strong, he was anointed of God to be a very strong man. And he was a Nazarite. He had a vow that he had made to God, and his parents had even dedicated him and given him to the Lord before he was born and vowed him to the Lord. And one of the stipulations in Samson's life, because of the anointing that he had upon him, that he was to not to drink the fruit of the vine and not to take anything that was unclean. And he was not to cut his hair. And these things did not bring him a relationship with God, but it was an outward appearance of an inward heart, of a heart that was right with God. You see, when your heart gets right with the Lord and your heart is true to God, it'll show up on your appearance. And he was anointed of God to lead Israel and to be a judge of Israel. But Samson, though he was, we would say, the strongest man ever, he had a great weakness and a great problem, and that's what we want to talk about today. But first, I'd like to read out of Judges chapter 16, and of course, we know the story of Samson and Delilah, and this is talking about Delilah, and she, meaning Delilah, made him, Samson, sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as other times before." I want you to pay attention to that part. "As other times before, and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. What a terrible thing that has happened to a mighty, strong man of God. But let's talk about Samson's life. I can't talk about Samson unless first I want to bring forth points in Solomon's life. We think about King Solomon as being one of the richest men ever and the wisest. But he, too, had the problem the same as Samson. He had problem with women. Though Solomon was a smart man, he was a very wealthy man, he was a highly educated man. Solomon was anointed to be king of Israel. God had given him the strength and the wisdom to do that. But because he began to marry all these women from other lands and countries, they brought their gods into the land. And it caused Solomon to fall into weakness and to fall into defeat. And that's the same thing. You know, I see a lot of people today, they're very smart in a lot of areas, and they're very wealthy in a lot of areas, but they do not know how to guard their heart. Solomon could not keep his heart toward God because he let strange women draw him away. And the same thing it was with Samson. Samson was anointed of God to do a great and mighty work. But what was the first beginning in Samson's life, first beginning of the chink, we might say, in his armor, of his strength, was that when he wanted to take a wife. He wanted to go take a wife of the heathen nation of the Philistines. And his mother and his daddy told him, no, don't do that. You take a wife of your own people. Don't go off in a strange land, a land that they do not worship our God, a land that turns their back on our God, and a land that's trying to destroy us. You don't take them in and marry them. But you know what? Samson was hard-headed. Not only was he strong in his strength, but he was also a hard-headed person. He would not listen to his mom and his dad. How many times have people come to you and try to tell you, leave that alone, don't touch that, don't go there, stay away from there. But you know what? You thought you were Mr. and Mrs. Almighty, I know everything type of person. We've all been down that road. We've all done things like that. And then when you got there, oh my, how you wish you'd listen. My mama used to tell me, old girl one day, I can still hear her say that, old girl one day. And that was the same thing in Samson's life. Oh boy, one day you should have listened to your mom and dad when they told you to stay away. But that was the beginning of a change in heart in Samson. See, he wanted that which was luring to the flesh, and that which was things that would draw you away. And that's where we all get in trouble, when we begin to lust after things that is not of God. And that touches our heart and changes our heart. And when our hearts begin to be drawn away by the lust of the flesh, then our neglect toward God begins to show up. And our strength begins to weaken, and our wisdom begins to weaken. You see, when you lose your moral standing, and a country or individual that has no morals, and they begin to become demoralized, first thing you know, they lose the hand of God of protection over them, and they lose their strength, and they lose their wisdom. You would do things that normally you wouldn't do, and that's what happened in Samson's life. His mom and daddy told him to leave that woman alone, and he didn't. He went and married her anyway. And when you read in the book of Judges, you read that he had trouble. He had a lot of trouble there, and finally he lost that wife. It caused a lot of a heartache. A lot of lives were lost over the matter. It was just a bad situation, where if he'd have listened to sound advice, he wouldn't have got. Samson would not have got into that trouble if he'd have listened to start off with. And that's the way it is with us. If you listen to sound wisdom, but you know what? Sometimes you just get on your high horse and you think you're just all that, and you're an exception to the rule. But let me tell you something. God has a word. God has a plan for us, and we can't deviate from that. And God warns us not to get involved. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We can't take on and act and do and act like the things of the world. We've got to be a separated people. And Samson was called to be a separated people, a person that was called out to God to do a special work in the land of Israel, to deliver Israel from their enemies. But you see, he couldn't leave the women alone. And the next thing that you read in the book of Judges, you find that Samson's going into a tent of a harlot. And then as you read on down further, you find out he got in trouble over that situation. You know, it looks like that after the first time around, you'd learn. And surely after the second time, you would have learned. But how many of you that I'm talking to right now, you have gone back time and time and time and time again, and you're doing things that you absolutely know that is going to get you in trouble, that's going to cause you trouble, but you think that you're the one that you, this time you're not going to get caught. I am talking to a lot of people that are incarcerated right now. That was your thinking. You were told not to do that. Stay away. But you went on, and you done it anyway. And now you're paying the price for what you chased after that you shouldn't have done. You should have listened. You should not have went down that route. But let me tell you something. In the life of Samson, he went on, and he kept on, and he kept on. And then he would rise up. and he would fight the Philistines, and God would give him mighty miracles and great victories, and it seemed like nothing, that he was all right, that he was exempt from the sin that he had committed, that the sin hadn't caught up with him. But let me tell you something. One day, sin's going to catch up with you. One day, your sins are going to catch up. Be sure your sins will find you out. You need to deal with that sin in your life and that bad attitude and that rebellion in your life. You need to deal with it now. Deal with it now. Repent of it now. Correct your way of living through the Word of God now. It'll save you a lot of heartache on down the road. But the Bible says that Samson didn't heed that. He still went in. And then we read about him going and hooking up with a woman named Delilah. Samson and Delilah. And here Delilah, she had him to come into her living, and she began to talk to him, and she wanted to know the source of his strength. You know, she was looking at his hair every day. No doubt she was running her finger through his hair every day. But let me tell you, she didn't know the source of his strength. And she wanted to get to the source of his strength to bring him down. And she pretended to be in love with him. And the Philistines had come and bought her off and said, listen, if you can tell us and show us how we can get to him, we'll give you such and such money. Let me tell you, the world wants to buy you off. The world wants to get you in a position where they can weaken you and God can't use you and you lose that valuable calling of God upon your life. I am 65 years old as making this CD right now. And I've been preaching for a long, long time. I've been to a lot of churches. I've been to met hundreds and hundreds of preachers. And I have seen preacher and teacher and deacon and song leaders and singers and musician after. People that had a great calling of God on their life, people that had highly favored, people that was blessed and anointed, but they would not leave the world alone, and they lost the precious gift that they had. They let their ministry go. They let their music go. They let their talents go to follow after the things of the world, and it only brought them destruction, and it only brought them heartache, and it only brought them grief. And that's the same route that Samson was going down. He didn't guard the things of God. He laid in the lap of Delilah, and it cost him. You see, there's an old saying that sin will take you further than you want to go. And sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay. I want you to realize today that you cannot keep laying in the lap of Delilah's and not come out weakened and not come out hurt and not come out harmed. And the Bible says that she began to weary him day after day. And he would lie to her and say, this is the source of my strength. And she would do that to him. And he would wake up and see that she had done that, and yet he still went back. That's the way I look at people today when they get on drugs and they see the destruction it brings in their life and they see the heartache it brings and they see how they've lost their families and their possessions and their health and everything. But yeah, they go right back and lay in the lap of that sin again. But let me tell you, God can break that thing. God can deliver you if you call out to him today. But Samson kept going back, and she said, if you really love me, Delilah said, if you really love me, you will do this, and you will do this, and he kept on, and she wearied him. Let me tell you, if you keep messing with the devil's crowd, if you keep messing with the devil's crowd, you're going to get yourself in trouble. My husband and I was working on our tractor, and we were getting ready to go out into the truck stops, and one of the batteries in our truck was low, and we had to replace it. And a woman came up, and she said, well, you've got two batteries, and one is strong and one is weak. It looks like that strong one would make it start. And my husband explained to her, no, if you have one strong battery and one weak battery, that weak battery will pull the strong one down to its level, and then you'll be out two batteries. And let me tell you something, that's how it is in your life. If you keep messing with the Delilahs, and you keep messing with the harlots, and you keep messing with the Philistines and the evil, and those that think they're not of God, you're going to wake up one day and your strength is going to be gone. Your wisdom is going to be gone, and you're going to be found in a place that you wish you'd have never been put into. And God is warning somebody today. I am talking to somebody today. You know what you're doing is wrong. People has tried to help you, and they tried to tell you, but you've been hard-headed, and you wouldn't listen. Some of you are listening to me today. Your marriage is on the rocks. You arguing, you fuss all the time. You destroying your children's life because you will not listen. You're prideful. You got to have everything your way, and you won't even pray about your matters, and you keep on, and one day you're going to wake up, and you're going to be grinding in the prison house of Satan, and your eyes are going to be put out, and you can't be able to see the glory that God gave you and the things God, you're going to lose it all if you keep laying in the lap of Delilah's of this world. And finally, Delilah got to Samson. He told her the source of his strength. He said, if you cut my hair, I'll be like any man. I won't have any strength. And guess what? She made him to sleep on her knees. Let me tell you, the devil's making a lot of you sleep. He's putting you to sleep, and he's giving you a haircut. You getting your hair cut, you talking about a bad hair day? Child, you're getting ready to have one. You're getting ready to have a bad hair day. You see, when he told her the source of his strength, he no longer guarded the anointing of God in his life. He no longer cherished the thing of God. And when he gave that strength, the source of his strength, when he gave that away, he gave away that which God had given him. And the first thing you know, he woke up and somebody had cut his hair, and she cried, get up, Samson, because the Philistines be upon you. But he said this, I'll get up like I did every time before, and I'll just go about my business and won't nothing change. But you see, he had laid in the lap of sin one time too many. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Beware, be careful. Some of you are going to lay in the lap of sin one time too many. And the call is going to be made for you to get up, and you're not going to have the strength to get up and go. And they took Samson, and the Bible says the first thing they done is they put out his eyes. They put out his eyes. And let me tell you, that's the first thing the devil will put out. He'll put out your spiritual eyes that you can't see what the things of God. He'll put out your eyesight that you can't see the things around you. He'll make you blind to your surroundings. He'll make you blind. And then the Bible says he put him in a prison house, grinding like an oxen, grinding like an animal. And that is, let me tell you, that's the goal that Satan has for you. He wants you in his prison. Satan wants you going around and around and around with no hope. But I'm here to tell you, even if you have been like Samson and been in the lap of Delilah, I'm here to tell you that God is still a miracle-working God, and he can bring you out of that situation, and he can restore your eyesight, and he can bring you out of that prison and give you alive and set you back on that solid foundation. But you know what? You've got to acknowledge your sin. You got to repent of your sin, and you got to confess your sin and ask Jesus to help you and to come in your life and to restore that which the devil has taken away from you. I've heard a story a long time ago, and I always think about it. There was a little parable that was told. This man was getting ready to cross a river, and this snake come up, and he told told the man, said, please pick me up and carry me across the river. I'm so cold, I can't hardly move, and just put me in your bosom and take me across the river. And the man said, no, I can't do that because you're a poisonous snake, and you will bite me. And that snake says, no, please, I'm cold, and I won't bite you. I promise I will not bite you. So the man believed the snake, and he picked him up and put him in his bosom. And midway of crossing the river, the snake, when he got warm, bit him. And the man looked at the snake and said, "Listen, you told me you wouldn't bite me." And this poisonous snake looked back at the man and he said this, "You knew what I was when you picked me up." Let me tell you something. Some of you, you know what you're picking up and you think it's not going to turn around and bite you. You think it's not going to poison you. But let me tell you, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. He's going to turn and he's going to turn on you and he's going to bite you. Not long ago, in where I live, this young woman was killed by this man, and she left behind some beautiful children, and the situation was a heart-rending thing. And let me tell you something, there's things that happen in our life that's heartbreaking, that's rendering. You do things that you don't wake up and say, "Well, today I'm going to do such and such." But if you don't deal with the sin and the pride and the anger and the hatred in your life, it's going to turn on you, and you're going to be like Samson, you're going to be grinding in the prison house. And Samson, as he began to grind, his hair began to grow back. But not just his hair grew back, he began to pray and he began to seek God. And one day the Philistines, they were having a party and they want to make sport and make fun of Samson. And they brought him in to where they were. A lad led him in. It is something that a mighty man of valor, a mighty army, a mighty man that was a one-man army, Samson, who could defeat multitudes of the enemy, was now being led by a small child. He could not see. He was scarred from the prison. His eyes was put out, but his hair was growing back. Oh, and he said, told that boy, said, "Take me where the two pillars are in this temple." And Samson began to push on it, and that temple that he was in, it fell on him and all the people, and it killed them all. Let me tell you, he didn't have to end his life that way. His life didn't have to end that way, but it all started when he wouldn't listen to his mom and dad. It all started when he kept laying in the lap of the sin and the lies of the world. Let me tell you, you don't intend to end up in destruction, but it all starts when you start laying out of church, when you stop reading your Bible. It all starts when you stop praying and seeking the face of God. It all starts when you won't hear the preacher, and it all starts when you start cutting off the things of God and not church. I know people that are called to preach, and right now you're laying in bed and you won't get up and go to church. God can't use you when you won't get up and go to his house. There's some of you that are called to be musicians and singers. Some of you are called to be prayer warriors, and you won't get up and do what God has called you to do. But I'm warning you, you better get yourself up. You better get yourself in the house of God. You better quit making excuses why you can't serve God. And you better keep yourself out of the tents of Delilah. And you better keep yourself out of those tents and laying in the lap of sin and thinking it's not going to turn and bite you, because it is. It's going to turn on you one day. As my mama used to say, "One day, old boy, one day, old girl, you're going to wish you to listen." It's because of the love of God you're hearing the word today. God is warning you, and he's telling you, turn back to him. Give your heart and life to him. Don't end up like Samson did. Samson started out great. He started out strong. But if you'd have found Samson's body, you would have seen a great man, big, strong man, with his eyes put out and his back lashed with the lashes and scarred by sin. Oh, don't be found that way. Turn to God and walk in the newness of life and do that which God has called you to do. Because let me tell you something. It wasn't the great warriors that brought Samson down. It was the women. You see, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's those little things that you won't deal with. It's the anger and it's the pride. And it's when people try to come up and tell you right from wrong and you flare up. That's the reason some of you can't keep a job. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You won't listen to your boss. You always got to keep running your mouth. You're always in trouble. Let me tell you something, people. The Bible says in James 3:16, where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every other evil work. I see homes every day that's broken up because they won't deal with the sin in their life. They keep going back to the same old, same old, same old. Let me tell you, if you keep doing the same thing, expecting a change, something's wrong there. There's got to be a way to get the victory, and that way is Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." And when you leave him out, you've left it all out. today, I pray that you'll give your heart to him, that you won't go into the tents of Delilah, that you'll listen to sound instruction, that you won't end up like Samson, you won't end up like Solomon. Even though Solomon was a rich man and a wise man, he wasn't rich and wise in the things of the heart. Even though Samson was a strong and mighty man, he was not strong in the things of the heart. Today, guard your heart, because where your heart goes, your feet and your soul and your mind's going. If you have a heart for God, you're going to do what is right. And I'm telling you today, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Some of you sitting down right now, you're planning to do the wrong thing. You're planning to go to the wrong place. You're planning to buy the wrong thing. You're planning to do the wrong thing. And let me tell you, you're going to reap what you sow. And your harvest is going to be something you wish you hadn't bought home. Take heed to yourself today. Take heed. Don't go down that road. Stay out of that place. Stay away from those people. You see, you know by the company you keep, and they're going to have an effect on you. The Bible says that evil communication spoils good manners. You can get around the evil. You can get around people that are wicked and evil. And let me tell you, it's going to show up in your life. Today, I beg of you to do the right thing. Walk in the newness of God and let God restore you. And remember what Samson said, I'll shake myself like all the other times before, but it was one time too many. Don't let that be your testimony. Don't let that be said of you. One time too many, one drink too many, one drug too many, one illicit sex too many, one wild night too many. Let me tell you, guard it, because let me tell you, you're not promised another tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today, right now, while you can, while you still have a mind and heart, give your heart to Jesus. Ask him to come into your life and forgive you of your sins. Right now, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Let me pray with you, Lord. I pray today, those ones on the sound of my voice, that they'll give their heart and life to you, that they'll, God, turn from their wicked ways and repent of their sins and ask you into their heart and life. And we pray for our country. We ask that you bring revival in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. If you have a prayer request and you'd like for me to pray for you, please write me. I'll be glad, and I promise I'll pray for you. And you can visit with me on my website, truckingforjesus.org. It tells more about my ministry and has a lot about my book and my books that I've written and things, and I invite you to visit there. But I invite you most of all right now to spend time with Jesus. Talk to him. You'll forget my name real quickly, but don't ever forget the sweet name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name you'll ever hear. The name of Jesus is above every name. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus. Call on him today. He will in no wise cast you out. God bless you today. Have a marvelous day in Jesus. And remember to guard your heart. Guard that which God has given you. And keep your eyes on Jesus. And when Delilah invites you in, decline that invitation. Stay with the things of God. Stay with the calling of God. Get yourself up and get yourself in the house of God this day. Thank you again for listening. Have a marvelous day in Jesus.